Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Up and over Lukanen, and the Stars take a 3-2 lead with 8:28 to go in the third.
Wyatt Johnson's ninth of the season. He redirects a perfect feed from Harley. And that put Dallas up 3-2. That ends up being your game winner and our goal of the game tonight, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. We welcome you here to the post game. Final score, Dallas 4, Buffalo 2. The 3-game win streak for the Sabres comes to an end tonight. On a night where I feel like you could say, well, Dallas deserved to win, but you could also say the Sabres had an opportunity to win. They had some chances earlier in the game. Maybe they will look back at some of those thinking if they could have scored one earlier maybe to get them going. And Lukanen, for the most part, gave them a great chance to win this game as he was very busy in this one. He faced 32 shots and made 29 saves here. As we get to our final stats, brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better, visit levelfa.com. Lukanen faced 32, again, made 29 saves. Casey DeSmith gets the win for Dallas, though, in net. 20 saves on 23 shots in the game. In terms of stars, they all were from Dallas. Robertson, who had a goal and an assist, star number 3. Harley, who had a couple of assists, star number 2. And then who active tonight, noticeable, had a goal in this one. And he is the number 1 star of this game in front of 18,532 at the American Airlines Center in Dallas. Looking at some of the individual Saber stats, leading the way with shots, Jason Zucker had 4. Dahlin and Lafferty had 3 apiece. In terms of block shots, Bo Byram had 5 to lead the Sabres. Hits, Byram had 3. Zucker had 3. Dahlin had 3. But the most important stat, Sabres on the scoreboard fall 4-2. So the losing skid comes to an end. And our DynaBraid.com power play report brought to you, powered by DynaBraid Tools, proudly made here in Buffalo, a non-factor tonight because there were no penalties called. Dallas had 1 power play in the first. They went 0-1, and the Sabres never had a power play. There was only 1 penalty called in the entire game. Clifton for cross-checking in the first. That was it. All right, let's go to Paul Hamilton. Paul, should we have had more penalties called in this game? I guess
not really, no.
I didn't sit here screaming at the TV yelling about a bad call or something.
No, I agree. I didn't sit there and think, oh, this is awful, like I normally do in an NHL game or an NFL game. I didn't think there was. And really, there has been a lot of times this year where you would say, good thing the Sabres didn't have any power plays because the power play's been so bad. Now you would have wanted one because they've been 4 of their last 10. They were on a 40% clip lately. Had power play goals in 3 of their last 4 games. And I think we can still say that because they didn't get an opportunity to have a power play goal in this game. So
that's right.
I guess we could say they've had a power play goal in 3 of their last 4 games where they've had a power play opportunity would be, I guess, the way to put it. But you know what, Brian? I thought the biggest thing in this game was I thought the Sabres passing in this game was horrendous. I really think that was the thing that never allowed them to get in sync offensively, except for maybe the last 10 minutes of the second period. I thought they did, and it showed when they had 10 shots on goal in the second period. But Their passing was off. They were, you know, I mentioned earlier, you know, that 2-on-1 where Cousins comes in with Malenstein and he tries a saucer pass. That's just not the pass you want to try to make to Beck Malenstein. And I hope people don't think I'm ripping into Beck Malenstein. I'm not. It's just not his thing. You know, he's there to be straight ahead, forecheck, hit, change the attitude of a game. Just like where he scored his goal. That's Beck Malenstein going to the net and having a puck goes off his knee and in the net. But to ask him to try to knock down a saucer pass when, you know, Dylan Cousins has a good shot, shoot it. It's a 2-on-1. But just passes like that. And I just, that's the thing that really stuck out to me. And I think Dallas probably had something to do with that too, that, you know, Dallas got in passing lanes and they're a good hockey team. You know, let's face it, the Dallas Stars are a better hockey team than the Buffalo Sabres. And they showed it. They were, well, let's not talk about the empty netter. They were basically one goal better when I thought they outplayed the Sabres in a lot of the game. But I think the reason being is I think the Sabres passing overall was not good in this game.
All right, let's break down the third a little bit more, Paul. The first goal from Dallas from Robertson, 2:35 in, Quinn ends up turning it over, and then Robertson makes him pay.
Yeah, that's kind of a typical Sabre move, panic. He fanned on his first of all, Rob was absolutely right. He curled off the boards and took the puck to the middle in your defensive zone. You don't want to do that. And then when you fan on the puck, now you panic. Uh-oh, I'm headed to the slot. I just fanned, and he just tried to hit the puck anywhere, and it went right to Robertson. That's the wrong guy to pass the puck to. That's a natural goal scorer. And that puck was in the net before anybody knew what happened. And so that's just, you know, a mistake by Quinn and a mistake that came out of panic.
Yep. And, Paul, a moment where maybe it looked like Dallas was going to really kind of pull away and go up 3-1, Dahlin ends up saving a goal that literally is an inch or two away from going in.
Yeah, great play by Dahlin. And, you know, I thought the Dallas Stars had done that earlier in the game. As it turned out, as we were talking, I saw the replay again. And on the backhand, Benson just nicked the post on an empty net where, you know, that could have been a goal for Buffalo. Because if you recall, right after that, Benson, who had overstayed his shift, went to the bench as the Stars are going up ice. Hintz comes in late, which is where Benson would have been if he was able to backcheck. But he didn't have the, you know, the wind to do it, and it's in your net. So, but that would have been, you know, that was a goal right there where if it doesn't nick the post, it goes into a wide open net.
And then, of course, Malenstein scores, and you mentioned him going to the net, and that ended up tying it at 2. Both times, Paul, tonight, that Dallas did score, the Sabres had a relatively a nice, quick response. So I guess they got to be happy about that aspect of it, that they didn't let the Dallas goal get them down or get them off of their game.
Well, it was 31 seconds after the Hintz goal, the first goal, and then it was 2:22
yeah,
after the Robertson goal. I beat the math teacher to the punch here.
You did. Yeah, pretty nice responses. They didn't bury themselves. Obviously, they would have loved one more after the Wyatt Johnson goal at 11:32. I thought they had a couple of nice chances there. Paul, that redirect was really impressive. I mean, you and I talked about it during the second intermission, just how Dallas, even in previous outings, how well they're just it's like choreographed plays going to the net there, and that would Johnson just nailed that perfectly with that redirection.
It was the first thing I thought of is, well, that's exactly what Brian brought up. The intermission was how Dallas does that and probably does it better than any team in the National Hockey League. And there was that goal. If you want to say that Dahlin a little bit of loose coverage there, I could listen to it. But that's just a play where Harley's there. He knows Johnston's going to the net. It's almost like a set play. It's the way they play. So they're always looking for that. So he goes to the net. Johnston's a good, good hockey player. So if he gets that opportunity, Lucan has got no chance. That's going under the bar, just like that. Just like if he gave Tage Thompson that opportunity, he would tip it the same way, or Alex Tuck would tip it the same way, you know, right under the bar like that. So, you know, I just would say, nice play. You know, sometimes you just got to say, nice play. And I think that might be a place where you would say that.
I agree. All right, so the three-game win streak comes to an end, Paul, and we get to talk again about how they could not get to four. January 2023, the last time the Sabres won four in a row. Lindy Ruff, 2 months ago, said everybody's going to lose, but the good teams come right back after a loss. They seem to have that mentality for the next few weeks, and then obviously then the unraveling when it went 13 in a row. You know, they can bounce right back. As we said, I think you and I talked, even we were talking just off on the phone one night about, hey, this road trip upcoming, and I think we both said you can go 3-1, then you're on the right track. That's still in play, but they've got to obviously bounce back and not let this turn into a losing streak now.
Yeah, the Vegas Golden Knights are a good team, but that doesn't mean you have to lose to them in Vegas. The Montreal Canadiens just walked in there and beat them. The Montreal Canadiens have been on fire since they beat the Buffalo Sabres. And they've been moving up the standings. And I don't think the Montreal Canadiens are all that good, to be quite honest with you. But, you know, they have been able to do it. I just can't get it out of my mind last year at the end of the season when Alex Tuch disgustingly just said, you're never going to win anything.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If you can't win more than three games in a row, he's not wrong. And if you want to analyze it, this is the fourth time now. You know, earlier in the season, they beat the Blackhawks, the Stars, and the Red Wings. But what did they do? They followed it up with a three-game losing streak to the Panthers, the Islanders, and the Red Wings. Then right away, they won three in a row again. They beat the Senators, the Rangers, and the Flames. And then they lost to the Canadiens 7-5. And then a few games later, they won three in a row again. They beat, that's the West Coast one, Kings, Ducks, Sharks. And then they don't win for a month. They go 13 games without a win. Well, here you go. You just lost the game. You just won three in a row and lost the game. Only once this year have they come back with a win after, you know, having their three-game winning streak broken. That was after Montreal beat them 7-5. They came back and then beat St. Louis in overtime 4-3. So that's where they had won four out of five games in that streak. And that's the streak where they went 7-2 in nine games. So it's always when you do well, you had a 4-1-1 streak and then you lost three in a row. You had a 7-2 streak, and then you didn't win for 13 games. Well, you just won three in a row. Now what are you going to do? Because you got three difficult – well, you know what? You got four difficult games coming up because the Ottawa Senators have been on a roll recently too. Colorado, Vegas on the road, Washington at home, and then Ottawa on the road. So, you know, how are you going to respond? And that's exactly what you're talking about, what Lindy Ruff talked about. How do you respond? It's not that you lose a game. Every team loses a game. It's how do you respond to that loss?
Paul, thanks so much for your work tonight. Enjoy the discussion throughout. Have a happy new year, and we will chat on Thursday with the Sabres and Colorado. Yes.
I will be actually with you from Denver.
That's right. Have a safe travel to Denver, and I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, talk to you then.
Okay, great. Paul Hamilton, again, will be live in the live at the game at Colorado on Thursday, 9 o'clock Eastern start time. Steve Foley Law pregame will start at 8 that night right here on our flagship station, WGR. And then, of course, we'll have everybody along the Sabres radio network starting at 9 o'clock. All right, for all of our local affiliates, we're going to say goodnight to you. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you on the other side in 2025 on Thursday with the Sabres in Colorado against the Avs. For all of you on our flagship here in Buffalo, more postgame coming up next. 4-2, the Stars beat the Sabres. I'm Brian Colziel. Back with more in a moment. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Labushkin gets it back again. This one along in the ice is blocked. Rebound! Oh, my goodness! Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, what did you have for breakfast today?
Yeah, Luukkonen outstanding for the Sabres throughout this game. Unfortunately, the final score does not go his way as the Sabres fall 4-2. That is our save of the game brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 4-2, Dallas ends the three-game win streak for the Sabres, and Buffalo will come back on Thursday at Colorado to try to get themselves back in the win column at 9 o'clock. We'll have the Steve Foley Law pregame coming up at 8. Again, the Sabres seemingly playing pretty healthy right now. The only injury they have is Jordan Greenway. There was a moment in the first period where Connor Clifton was very slow to get back to the bench, but it looked as though he really didn't miss a shift. And we mentioned he actually was the only one that took a penalty in this entire game tonight, so that is seemingly good news for the Sabres. The injury report brought to you by the Orthopedic Center at Catholic Health's St. Joseph Campus. Go with Joes. Okay, let's see what's going on elsewhere, then we'll update you on the standings here as we get our scoreboard from around the league, brought to you by Field Car and Joyce, your border attorneys. All right, there are three games going on right now. One's in overtime in Columbus. The Hurricanes and the Blue Jackets are all knotted up, three apiece. At the end of two in Edmonton, the Oilers have a 3-1 lead on Utah. And at the end of two in Calgary, the Flames shutting out Vancouver right now by a score of 1-0. Finals from earlier, Philadelphia shutting out San Jose by a score of 4-0. Anaheim holds on to beat New Jersey 3-2. Colorado, who Buffalo will play next, they get a 5-2 victory against the Winnipeg Jets today. Casey Mittelstadt amongst the goal scorers. He's picked up his 8th of the season. Minnesota, 5-3 winners over Nashville today. Detroit doubling up Pittsburgh 4-2. So Detroit has pulled away from the Sabres. I'll update you on the standings in a moment, but not good news there for Buffalo. At the Winter Classic game at Wrigley Field, St. Louis beating Chicago 6-2, the final. And three afternoon games. Montreal beats Vegas 3-2. Buffalo will be in Vegas on Saturday. The Leafs beat the Islanders 3-1. And the Capitals beat Boston by a score of 3-1. World Juniors, the United States, the defending champions, beating Canada. They finish at the top of Group A tonight with this victory. A 4-1 final. USA 3-0-1-0. Canada 2-0-1-1 so far. And Canada will face Czechia in the quarterfinals. The United States will get Switzerland. So now they are into pool play here, or elimination play, I guess you should say, as they go to the quarterfinals. But the United States winning Group A today with a 4-1 victory over Team Canada. All right, let's go college football now. And the first of the four playoff games this day and tomorrow, they're playing down in the Fiesta Bowl. And right now, Penn State looking good. The Nittany Lions leading Boise State 31-14. The Broncos have missed a couple of easy field goals. Otherwise, this one might be closer. But Boise State right now with the ball, but it's just over 4 minutes to go. So it looks as though Penn State with the 17-point lead is going to move on to the Final Four. 31-14. Tomorrow, the other games in the college football playoff, the Peach Bowl will be the first of the three. That one will be between Texas and Arizona State. That one is at 1 o'clock. Tomorrow at 5, of course, the granddaddy of them all from Pasadena. Try to emulate what Keith Jackson used to say. Ohio State and Oregon in a good one. The top-seeded Ducks are actually a 2.5-point underdog in the game to the Buckeyes. And then a real nice one at night, the Sugar Bowl from New Orleans, Georgia, and Notre Dame. That one is at 8:45. Looking forward to watching those tomorrow. All right, other scores to give you here. College hoops. St. Bonaventure, a 77-75 win tonight over VCU on the men's side, and the Bonnies improved to 13-1. They've just had an outstanding start to their season. Tomorrow, the UB women, who are undefeated, open up MAC play at 2 o'clock against Central Michigan. That is at Alumni Arena if you're looking for a game to go to locally tomorrow. All right, that'll wrap up our scoreboard. So let's see what all those results mean for the standings for the Sabres. Well, guess what? Detroit wins means they are no longer tied for last. They now are in solo last. The Sabres, through 38 games, have 32 points. The Rangers, wow, they have just had a disastrous season. They have lost four in a row. They are 1 point better, 33. Then the Red Wings with 34, who won tonight. The Islanders have 35 points. Columbus 36, Montreal 37, Philadelphia 38, Pittsburgh 39, and then Ottawa at 40. So right now, the Sabres are 8 points out of a playoff spot. The only game tomorrow will be between Los Angeles and New Jersey, so not really affecting the Sabre playoff output before they go ahead and strap up again on Thursday when they take on Colorado. The Avalanche, by the way, they're third in the Central. They have 46 points, two back of Minnesota, who has 50, and nine back of Winnipeg, who is playing some really good hockey this year. They have 55 points. Again, 9 o'clock against Colorado, Steve Foley Law pregame starting at 8. Again, Steve Foley Law, if you've been injured, it's time to get serious. Time to call Steve Foley Law. All right, so a 4-2 loss. Winning streak's over. We'll see if the Sabres can start up a new one to start 2025. But that, at this moment, will put a wrap on our postgame. Want to thank our network producers tonight, Trevor Hauer and Brandon Nightingale. Thank you, gentlemen. Great job, as always. Paul Hamilton, our reporter. Tom Maddy was our engineer. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, I'm Brian Colziel. The final again from Dallas, Texas. The Stars 4 and the Sabres 2. Happy New Year, everybody. Enjoy whatever you're doing for the rest of 2024. Be safe, and we'll talk to you on the other side Thursday with the Sabres and Avalanche right here at 9 o'clock, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.